bet on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into today's show. Third and final hour, your defending fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network this Friday, July 17th. I want you to go to Missy's website right now while you guys are listening to us. This is her website of my journey with her, started April 23rd, 2023. I want you to go to truckerrandyhealth.com. One word, two R's. TruckerRandyHealth.com, because we're going to be talking about screenshots and we're going to be talking about certain things today in our conversation with Missy, body fat, visceral fat, things like that. But we also have a topic we want to get into as well. Good morning, Missy.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. I wanted people to go there because the before and after pictures, but scroll down and see the screenshots. Mm-hmm. But this is all part of the fat burning process. And we've talked about this many times, that the weight loss industry, okay, as a whole, $90 billion a year that Americans are wasting on doing the wrong things. Well, now it's been expanded to even President Trump and the FDA and the Medicare insurance, health insurance program for seniors. Pushing this radical, and I believe not even time-tested yet, this GLP crap. Explain, what, first of all, what is GLP? What does it do?
Well, the GLP, the drug that people are getting injected in their bodies, it's causing the digestive system to slow down so that way people feel full. And so, and that's kind of smart if you are an overeater and you think that you're just eating too much food. So let me get the shot so I feel full. Well, it's a brilliant, what they did is, it's two things can be truthful at the same time. I believe it's diabolical and it's genius, because the way that they were able to get the digestive system to slow down is because they have been following and looking into the desert lizard. That this specific lizard that is in the desert only gets to eat maybe once a week. And so inside his body, the body has it produces a chemical that causes the stomach to digest his food slow, which means the colon's going to be slow at the same time. So they've been able to mimic that and put it into humans. Well, before they put it into humans, they put it into mice, and all the mice in the lab, they all died of thyroid cancer. And the reason why is because this chemical is was not a natural chemical, and so chemicals have to go somewhere in the body. They just don't chill and float around like they're on a raft. They have to go and they attach themselves. Well, this particular chemical attaches itself to the thyroid of the mice, and so the natural immune system of that mouse did its job. It attacked the thyroid, and all the mice had thyroid cancer. So now it was like, what's it going to attach itself to in humans? Because it's got to attach itself somewhere. And what we're seeing in people, in the human anatomy, is not supposed to be there. Just like we're not drinking diesel fuel because it's not supposed to be in there. because that would hurt. But this chemical is going in and it's finding a house in the thyroid of our bodies, the brain tissue, and also breast tissue. So the cancer is exploding in these three areas of people who have been on the shot, especially for a long time. And, you know, and we can go into more detail, but I'm telling you, that's just one thing. Cancer's one thing. The second thing that is horrific is that since people aren't hungry, and when they do want to eat food, they're maybe not eating the best. And I'll talk about what it does, what happens then on the other side of
the dish. Sounds good.
Yep. Okay.
Perfect spot for a break.
Yep.
Again, go to truckerrandyhealth.com. More with Missy. We'll be right back.
Get ready, Michigan. Saturday, July 25th, Rock Michigan Red comes to Liberty Mountain USA in Farwell, Michigan in Clare County. Don't miss the Motor City Madman himself, Ted Nugent, live on the mountain for a night of music, energy, and Michigan pride. Bring your friends, bring your family, and be part of one unforgettable summer event at Liberty Mountain USA. For tickets and full event details, go to libertymountainusa.com, click on events, and get your tickets today.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Do you suffer from political insanity disorder, where you keep voting for the same people over and over again and expect a different outcome? The good news is, there's a cure. I'm Justin Michael, and I'm running for U.S. Congress in Michigan's 1st District. It's time to elect someone who cares about people, someone who is from the district. Washington is stagnant. It's time for change. Vote for me, Justin Michael, on August 4th. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat.
And terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Gun owners in Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment with Missy, staying on to the break. And during the break, I kind of Gemini AI searched it real quick on my phone. Uh-huh. And what it is, Missy, according to this research, says that they've identified a peptide in the Gila monster.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, it's like it's got like it's spelled like Excedrin. To me, every time I look at the word, it looks like Excedrin, but it's not Excedrin.
Right. Yeah,
yeah, it's that. So they've been able to mimic that molecule, whatever you want to call it, peptide. I call it a chemical peptide. It's a foreign object going into the body.
Right.
And so anyways, this foreign object going in the body that was never designed to entertain that guest at all. So when it goes in there, the people are obviously they're not going to be hungry. And when they do go to grab food, the food that they're eating probably isn't the best food. Well, the organ that is on the line at that moment is your heart, because the heart needs certain nutrients in order for it to function. I mean, we don't think about it like that, but that's what's happening. And so this is, since the body is so smart, it decides to, I need to find some minerals for my person. I need to find some nutrition. So it finds it in the bones of people. So people are, osteoporosis is through the roof with people who are younger. The younger generation, like in their 20s and 30s, they have osteoporosis worse than someone in their 90s. So that's an issue. And then also, hey, guess what? They also, your heart, your body will also pull from your teeth, because your teeth also has very important nutrients inside of it. So people are losing their teeth. They're having osteoporosis, possible cancer down the way. And then as you keep going, let's think about the stomach and the colon. Well, in that Gila lizard, the timing and the rhythm of that animal's body was designed by God to run the way that it was designed. In our body, we have an industry called your digestive system. They're there ready for you all the time to like take this food and break it down and do what they need to do to it through the assembly line. Well, you know what we've talked, I mean, what we've, you know, common sense is what you don't use, you lose. So the function, so the stomach's rhythm and the digestive system and everything comes to a screeching halt. And so some people are finding that they're having stomach paralysis or possibly colon paralysis. And does it come back? I have seen it come back on the few people that I've worked with when they finally dumped the junk and they've turned to us and we scanned the body. I did watch, they did get that function back, which is great. But I mean, I don't know about the rest of people. I just look at it, and what drives me insane here is that I went to Walgreens last week, and there is a big old sign as soon as you walked in, you know, get your GLP-1 shot for like $50. I mean, it's like super duper cheap now for all of our seniors. Why are they targeting our seniors? Leave our seniors alone. They already are struggling with osteoporosis. They are already have weaker immune systems, you know, and that's where, you know, if people could just grasp that, you know, if you want to lose weight, you know, find out what's broken down on the inside of your system and body that's causing, that is a consequence of a metabolism not turned on. The consequence is you're overweight. When we turn the metabolism on naturally from within, the consequence is you're going to lose weight. No different than you put gas in your car and the car, you know,
runs.
It runs. I mean, it's like common sense but the thing is, people do not grasp. And I get it, because we were never taught to think like this. When we think of losing weight, what's the automatic thing that we think of? Cut out carbs, cut out sugar, maybe do some exercising, you know, cut out carbs, cut out sugar, do some exercising. That's all we've got. That's all
right.
We thought controls this dynamic body is just those three things. No, God did something crazy awesome. You go to Psalm 139 and he talks about how he knit us in our mother's womb. If you think about knitting, you know, and everything, there's a timing. I mean, everything starts out small, and as you get, you know, as time goes on, you see how everything's interconnected because of those two little knitting needles, right?
Sure.
And so what is knit together to cause your metabolism to run? Yeah, it is your hormones. It is your insulin levels. It's your digestive system. It's your stress response systems. It's your inflammation systems. It's your immune defense systems. It's your cellular energy systems. It's your cardiovascular, which all of that requires your heart, your lungs, your kidneys, your liver, your digestive enzymes, your cortisol levels, your GABA, your dopamine, your serotonin. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. There are 2,800 working stations inside this body that God created, that when these stations on the inside are working and functioning, we don't have a metabolic problem, and we probably don't have the need for medication anymore, because we brought this, yeah, we brought the answers to the body.
Now, here is the major problem I have, is because this is now turned into seniors getting it for $50. They've even turned the shot into a pill.
Yeah.
Okay. The problem I have is that we're the guinea pigs of this GLP. Mm-hmm. And the question is going to be, how long is it going to take for it to start showing up in huge numbers? I'm not talking a case here or there. I'm talking class action lawsuits.
That class action lawsuit's already been going on for a while. But they don't care, because they make so much money. They already have billions of dollars set aside for those kind of cases. Absolutely. I mean, they're playing from the same playbook. They already know when they make the drug, they already know the outcome of what this drug is going to do, and they already have people that vet how much money is that going to cost us in lawsuits, and then they do cost analysis. They look at it that way. I mean, I've been in this for 28 years. This is nothing new to me. I've been in this battle for 28 years in the healthcare model. For the first, 27 years, we worked with patients every day, our chiropractic patients. Every month, our patients got to have a free workshop that we brought to them, relevant information to apply to that, so that way they could live a healthy life. And the stuff that we were educating them on is the same stuff that now everyone's just waking finally up to. I mean, I was riding this choo-choo train 28 years ago. You know, when you get a vaccine damaged son that they say is autistic, and that he's retarded, and he's going to live with you forever, and he's going to possibly push a broom, that's going to wake you up. That happened to me 33 years ago. And so, sure enough, I mean, it changed the trajectory of our life. At that moment in time, my husband was working with cancer research. He was an analytical pharmaceutical chemist doing cancer research for the colon with an offshoot of Pfizer Upjohn area over there. You know, and it's, you know, I'm like, hey, you're not making enough money. We need to go out to chiropractic school, because you know you need to make more money to take care of this autistic kid, and I don't even know what autism is.
Right.
You know, because I was one in 10,000 moms back then. Well, there was no mom around me. There wasn't internet back then to look around. I didn't have a little support group. I just sat there and cried myself to sleep all the time, because he didn't talk. Nonverbal. Right. You know, and so here he is. God is good. He now lives in Sydney, Australia, because I found a program that is out of California that had an 80% success rate with children that were autistic, that these 80% of kids would go on to lead a normal life, and no one would ever believe they were autistic. My son was mentally retarded, autistic, severely. He didn't have he wore diapers till he was 5. You know, I mean, he didn't talk. He didn't call me mom. He didn't know how to answer yes or no. He just stimmed. I didn't know what that was back then. And he talked like this. Sigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigad
Whoa.
You know, yeah. So it's kind of like, I mean, some people like go like, where'd she come from? Where'd you come? I'm like, it has been a lifelong mission, because when I found a solution to my son's severely autistic problem, and he's been in Australia now for the last 14 years, he's married, he's got one baby and a child on the way. He's incredible. He's a musician. He's a worship leader. He's an incredible salesman. I mean, because he's passionate about what he does. He's married to a psychologist that did not believe that he was autistic. I had to show her old video. You know, wow. And so amazing. I'm a person that asks why, consequences, why this consequence? And so unless you don't, and like you go look at your pill bottles and it out there, and it's like, if you've got all these drugs, one is leading to the next, is leading to the next, those are all there because there's something in your body that's not working the way that God designed it to work. And it can be corrected. It can be brought back into balance, because why not? God's the one that created this thing. We just have to learn to look at, fly the airplane at a different angle, the way that we look at the anatomy, because we were all taught that our bodies are basically one-dimensional. Blood work, X-rays, CT scans. Well, where's electricity and all that? Where, how are any of those machines able to see the specific cells that are run by frequencies? Nothing that science is looking at our cells. The cells control the show. 36 trillion cells are acting like a cell phone. There's like 36 trillion cell phones are having conversations inside your body 24 hours a day. They don't right. go to sleep. Those signals are signaling. It's electrical. That's right, what's keeping right. us alive.
And the other component on that, as I'm listening to you talk, you have to understand, folks, that cells have energy, and the energy they use is to communicate to other cells and to other organs, other systems in the body. And this is basically, Missy, the main foundation of what you do as far as using Zytoscans. This is exactly what you do, is you, through technology, using FDA-approved technology, you analyze, send signals, and get responses from our bodies through our hand in that cradle. Yeah. And then this information is actually generated in a report, and then you interpret the report to know what people need to turn their metabolisms back on to start burning fat naturally.
Yeah, it's that simple. I can't call it a diagnostic tool because I get in trouble, but we all know what it's like to go to the mechanic these days. They push a little tool inside your car, and it comes back and it reads what's wrong. How come it's able to read what's wrong? Because everything's done with electrical gadgets these days. We're the same way on the inside, you know. I mean, you've got cells are electrical messengers. That is what Nikola Tesla said in the early 1900s. Nikola Tesla wrote down on a piece of paper in 1905 what we call now a cell phone. He wrote how one of those would work in 1905. He was a little bit ahead of the time.
A little bit ahead of the time.
And it would take till 1930 till a man named Dr. Royal Rife came along, and he thought, just like Tesla, if cells are frequencies and are electrical, can you turn any of those electrical cells off? I mean, because you can turn a power switch. I mean, you can turn our lights off. Can you turn bad cells off? And Dr. Rife did that. And then Dr. Rife met a very untimely, it was horrible what they did to him. So we turn cells on. We are going to turn the systems back on the body. And shocker, your body metabolism is a recycling bin. It recycles stored fat and it converts it into energy. If your body isn't converting fat into energy, you don't have energy. I mean, it's just like, because it's not recycling anything. So when you're on this fat burn system, it's a system for, they say, 40 days. In those 40 days, the average man, his body's going to eat 2,000 calories of stored fat every day off their body. For women, it's 1,000 calories of stored fat. Now, mind you, I didn't say muscle. Your metabolism doesn't eat muscle. It eats fat. It doesn't eat bone. It doesn't drink your water and dehydrate you. Our system burns fat. You know, I just had some 72-year-old lady drop 30 pounds of stored fat in 40 days. Her little scale only told her she lost 17 pounds. And she was a little bit, you know, like not understanding it until we explained by her scale numbers, her body was so dehydrated on the inside. And she was screaming at us like, I drink water all the time. Like, great. Right, but your body's not absorbing it.
Got it. Well, I'm going to give out the cell phone number. And if you want it, just text me Missy and I'll send you the screenshot. 269-317-0906. She's changed her work schedule, so she's working from home on Fridays to be on the show and to be able to take your text messages. Not going to give out the office phone number, but her cell phone number. So text me, Missy. The number is, text her first, 269-317-0906. Thanks, Missy.
I love it.
We'll talk to you next week.
God bless. Bye-bye.
On the hour news break of hour number three, final half hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
This is